The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Oh, he's gone out! He's out! He's out! He's out!
Hey, Dana, is that really the best you got? Bring him, baby.
Ben Askren, ladies and gentlemen.
The side.
There's
that
the
is
tap!
Beautiful.
Benoit Muhammad with his first career win by submission.
Beautiful job.
So this time I was like, you know what? I'll end it early a little bit right now, you know? Make a little fun for the fans so I get in the crowd and have food.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, Belal Muhammad.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please talk when you do.
What's that, buddy?
I said, I always talk when you do.
What?
I always talk when you're doing the intro.
That's okay. It's part of our charm.
You want to start over?
Nope.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
The clock is ticking.
Okay.
No, we're fine.
Hi,
everybody. We have Belal Muhammad. We also have Ben Askren. And I got to be honest, Matt, I've been taking a lot of your advice. And I'm a housewife, as you should see me now with my Oculus Quest on, doing the little one and two and cross and uppercut and duck. I'm doing the exercise you said your wife does, and it's good cardio.
It is fair, right?
Really good cardio.
It is, like I told you, man. I texted you. You never got back to me. I'm not holding you. You're a busy man.
You think I could lose weight doing that? I could if I do that every day.
You're a busy little bird. I texted, hey, how do you like the that fit thing? You're probably like, save it for air.
I probably didn't see it.
Well, maybe you didn't. But listen. You know what I didn't see? My fucking manscape. Look at my fucking beard. I can't find
it. I like it.
Look at this. I always keep wiping thinking I got toothpaste, but it's like gray hair.
Yep.
You know, Jimmy, I need a new, hey, Antonio, send me a new manscape.
Yep.
Note that. All right, back to business.
Yo, I'm looking for your text now. I don't want you. Oh, you know what? I didn't even see these. It said, let me know when you try that FedEx R just did it. I feel my show. I don't think I saw that.
Did you see the next one, which was a tear emoji with a guy, the emoji with the tear because you didn't answer me back?
No, but I just didn't see it. Sometimes I don't always check my text. A lot of times I'm busy doing my new FedEx R.
I don't check. Dude, that thing's excellent, man. I don't check my email and I don't check my voicemail. I think all I check is my text. Okay, we got Belal. You say Belal, I say Belal.
Belal Muhammad, yes. Is he? Oh, he's here. Let's bring him in.
Let's bring him in right now. Listen, Jimmy, you don't know this, and I didn't tell you this yet.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll let Belal say who's going to be on his show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's a great one. It's going to be Michael Chiesa against Matt Serra.
Oh, that's a very, very – that's a great show. I didn't know it was – now you guys are competing. Now, what is the – what is the push of the show? Like, what exactly is it? Because Michael just told us, but he didn't give us a lot of details.
So it's like a different type of game show, like different type of podcast to show a different side of the fighters and just like give the fans a different look. Like, you know, a lot of guys where it's usually every podcast is, hey, so how's camp? How's this?
Right.
Like, how do you feel? And everybody, you know, they all get the same boring answer. It's boring. So like with me, I wanted to start off with the game show part because every fighter is competitive. Every person who I bring on is competitive and they're fun. So like, and a lot of the questions are fun questions. So a lot of them have to do with like fun filters and guess who is this guy that's with a girl filter and you have to guess who it is. So it's all like fun questions or like I'll have like UFC record question. So like it educates you a little bit, but you see a different side of the fighters and all of them are competitive. It's real fun. You got guys on there that like have personality and it shows a different side of them. Like I had like Neil Magny on there and Neil Magny and against Curtis Blaydes and Neil Magny was like super competitive and he was talking trash. And then a lot of the fans on the comments on our YouTube comments like, man, Neil Magny's like hilarious. Like, what, like, why doesn't he do this more? And I'm like, yeah, it just brings a different side of guys. That's what I want. That was like my goal of the show.
Isn't it funny how competitive people get about like, well, it's like when you're riding in the radio, a radio show has on like, you know, what's your favorite ice cream, Rocky Road or chocolate? And people are calling it and you really do take a side and you want your side to win. It's funny. People are very competitive with shit like this. Yeah, it's smart.
Exactly. And especially fighters. And then usually at the end of our game show, the loser has to do like a mean tweet. So like you have to tweet something out and then you can't say it was from the show. So like,
well, the first time I know who's not doing that. If I lose, listen, I'm not even on Twitter. I don't even know it's a thing where you go versus somebody, but I'm down to have a good time. But no, don't get me wrong. I'm a grown-ass man. You're not making me eat spinach if I lose at this fucking thing. The loser's got to do a thing on Instagram. He shows his ass. No, Bilal, I'm coming on to have fun. And then we go from there, okay?
Matt's very competitive.
Chris Weidman was on there, and Chris Weidman was on there, and he lost, and he had to tweet out, Chicago pizza is better than New York pizza. And everybody on Twitter went nuts. They're like, are you serious? Are you a moron? You betrayed us. And I was like, man, that's so bad for him.
It's something ridiculous that's going to annoy. It is funny, what people get annoyed at, right? Something like that would never faze me, but some people will read that and really take it personally.
There's a lot of people, Yair Rodriguez was on there. Yair lost, and I made him tweet out, I hate Robert Whittaker, because Robert Whittaker is like the nicest guy in the world.
That's pretty funny.
Everybody was like, what the heck? We hate you, Yair. We hate you. We hate you. How could you hate him? And I was like, oh, man, people really took this to heart.
That is funny.
That's funny. Yeah, what made you come up with this? Had you kind of bounced around a few ideas, or was this something like a long time ago? You're like, I like, because it's very interesting, the concept, and it seems like there's a variety of things you cover.
Well, John Anik, because I'm on the show with John Anik's brother, Jason Anik, really good dude. He was telling me the whole time, like, man, we need to get you a podcast. I wanted to get you your own show because it's under their podcast, the Anik and Florian podcast. So he was telling me the whole time, and I was like, man, I don't want to do the same old boring thing that everybody does has a podcast, and you know, like, there's already a set of people, like, when you want, like, kind of, like, fun and then, like, entertainment, like, you come to your podcast. When you want, like, more, like, fighting and betting, you go to, like, the Anik and Florian podcast. The Bisping podcast is hilarious. It's, like, there's, like, already a set of people that you already know that you're going to go to the podcast. So I didn't want to be one of those guys. Hey, I got my podcast, and then do the same old UFC stats, what's going on this week with the UFC fights, and then give my who I think is going to win. Like, I wanted to do something different. I was, like, me, like, my personality is like fun, so like I was like, man, I want to have fun with this. So like I just brought them the idea, and they're like, oh man, that's a great idea, let's do that. So I was like, it worked. It's starting to work. It's starting to pick up a little more.
Yeah, well, that's great, man.
What kind of questions are they? Is it pop culture?
A lot of it's literally like fun filter. So like I have face matches, so like I put two faces together and you have to guess which two fighter faces they are. So like you'll see it. It's going to be hilarious. You're going to have fun with it. Real, real, real fun. It's not like none of those. I'm not going to tell you what's the square root of 519. It's all fun questions that all have to do with like MMA and like most of it's like picture stuff and fun stuff.
Fun. All right, man. I'm all in.
You put a lot of work into it.
Like you're the perfect guy for the show. Everybody already is like, man, Matt Serra is going to be hilarious. I'm like, you're the perfect guy.
Oh, I'm looking. And I like Michael Chiesa a lot. That's so much fun. I didn't know. I didn't know the premise. I had no idea. You hit me up, Jimmy. Bilal hit me up when I was in Abu Dhabi, and he wanted me to do it. And I go, well, I wanted to be up for this thing. I was over there. My time is my sleep is all effed up.
Sure.
I mean, so I said when I get home, and I'm home, and now we're gonna do it this Thursday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern.
It's going to be a freaking party. So how you feeling, man? You're on a three-fight win streak?
Yeah. I'm on a three-fight win streak, seven of my last eight.
Sure.
Feeling good. You know, I got fighting again in 3 weeks now.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like, you caught the COVID. That's why we haven't seen you in a little bit.
Yeah, literally. It was literally like the worst timing ever. It was literally the Sunday before my fight. I woke up, you know, I was supposed to leave Tuesday. I woke up at 4 a.m. and I'm like shivering and freezing. And I'm like, what the heck is wrong? Please, no. So I'm like, I want to grab my jacket. I want to sleep again. I'm like still shivering with my jacket on. I got a heavy jacket on. And I'm like, come on. So it's like 4 a.m. Like, my sister was a pharmacist. So, like, I try to call my sister. I'm like, what can I take to make me okay? And she's not answering because it's 4 a.m. So I call my buddy, who's like a doctor. And he's like, he answered, thankfully. And he's like, oh, man, that's a sign of COVID. Like, go get a rapid test tomorrow just to make sure. And I was like, yeah, because I didn't want to go to Vegas. And I know if you go to Vegas and you get popped for COVID, like, they make you drive home and you can't get back on the airplane. And I was like,
yeah, man.
God dang it. So then literally I was like, all right, so I had to take off 2 weeks, not doing nothing. And then thankfully I was able to reschedule it.
How sick did you get? Besides the shivers, was that like as bad as it got for you? Or did it get worse over the next few days? Or did you lose your sense of taste and smell?
Literally the only thing I really had was bad aches. So I had my fever was getting up to like 104.
Oh, wow.
103. Yeah, it was getting that bad. And then I had I was doing the Tylenol ibuprofen thing. And then thankfully, like by midday, it would keep going down. But like I didn't lose taste or smell, but I was just getting really bad body aches. And then, you know, usually after a fight, you know, you just dieted for like 6-7 weeks. So like after a fight, you're eating really bad because like you earned it. You fought. So you had your fight. So like I was sitting there 2 weeks doing nothing. And I was eating bad and I was just like depressed because I'm like, I didn't even earn this burger or like this ice cream or anything like that. So like it was just a bad couple weeks just mentally. But then, you know, thankfully I got through it. I'm healthy and just happy to be close to another fight.
Who were you supposed to fight?
Yeah, I was supposed to fight Diego Lima.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it's still going to be the same thing. We're still the same guy. Basically, it's just basically two camps for the same guy.
All right. Awesome, man. And you're feeling healthy. You don't have any – like some people say there's lingering issues from this thing. This
like COVID. Mental fog and mental, shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, but even also the fog thing and also in the chest. Do you feel anything in your lungs? Or are you cool?
No, yeah. Like, thankfully, like I didn't have any of those problems. Like, my manager Ali was telling me, yeah, go get your chest X-ray because a lot of the Russian guys that he had, they went back and they were getting like blood clots and then bleeding out of their mouths when they started training. And I was like, oh wow. But yeah, thankfully, like literally, like just the first week was just getting back into shape and you know just felt more out of shape than anything. And no really breathing problems or issues like that. But like right now I feel back to normal. I feel like I'm ready for a fight again.
Was there any point where it was scary? Cause there's so much talk about like, if you have the flu, you kind of know where it goes, but like, was there any point where it's like, fuck, I've never had this. I don't have any idea how bad this can get. Did you have any moments where you're like, how bad will this get? Or were you kind of okay the whole time?
Literally the only thing that scared me was my parents caught it and I'm like, oh my God, like I gave it to my parents and that was like my worst nightmare ever. Like, I don't care about me. Like, I feel like I'll be able to do it, but my parents are older. So like that was the only thing I was more worried about because my mom lost her taste and smell. My dad just really had body aches, but yeah, I was just more worried about them. Like their fevers were getting up and stuff like that. But thankfully they both cleared out and they're both good now. But yeah, that was like really the only thing for me. Like it was just, man, it was just more depressed about, I didn't get the fight. Like if it happened the week after my fight, I don't care, whatever. I'm not even thinking about it.
Right.
I'm glad it happened after that. This, like, I want to just get it over with, get it, and then whatever. I'm immune a couple months from it. So, but I was just like, it was like literally the worst timing ever, where it was like the freaking week of I'm supposed to go down, and that's when I catch it.
It's funny. I didn't know they made you drive back either. So, like, if you land in Vegas and you have it, they just get your car and go, you gotta ride back. Now, how far do you live from Vegas? Where do you live?
I'm in Chicago. So,
or drive. I mean, Dean Thomas. He stayed there. He stayed at the fucking Holiday Inn for like 2 weeks, which blows.
Yeah,
that's more depressing. Like you have to stay there by yourself. So I was like, I know a couple of guys that did it, and like they were like, yeah, we'll just drive back. So they gave him a rental car, and then I know that Jeff Neal was telling me he got pulled over, and like the cop came up to his window and he was like telling him through the window like, yo, I got COVID. You sure you want me to open the window? And the cop's like, just keep going. Don't speed anymore.
That's actually not a bad thing to say. I mean,
that's a great thing.
I'm going to start using that.
I'll use that too, man.
Yeah, but now you can say I got COVID, and hopefully the cop doesn't go, oh, I got it too. Roll the fucking window down. Like, that'd be my luck.
Exactly. I want some sick pay. Yo, did you watch the fights? You see the Dustin Poirier versus Connor?
Oh, yeah, I watched those, man.
Stupid question, huh? I guess everybody's seen that. That was something else, huh? What's your take on that?
For me, like I thought from the beginning that Dustin was gonna win. Like I was like, man, everybody's underestimating him. But to me, I thought it was more so that Connor was just going in there with his boxing style. I thought that like he went in there was gonna prove that he's the best boxer in the UFC with his ego, and then call the Pacquiao fight because like He didn't have no really movement. He does what boxers do. They stays in the pocket, tries to box with you close like that. And he wasn't backing out. He wasn't trying to shoot. He didn't change the game plan at all when he fought Dustin. And Dustin was hitting him a couple times in the second round. And like he was so heavy on his front foot. And that's why them calf kicks hurt so much. I just felt like Conor's game plan was go in there, box him, and then get on the mic and call out Manny Pacquiao and get that big money fight with him. And he thought that was his game plan. He thought that was going to work. And like I said, this is MMA. Dustin's smart. He got a smart team. And like Dustin had like the perfect game plan, wrestling him early. Them calf kicks, they kill, man. A lot of people, once you feel those, like you either got to switch stances or start shooting, because like it's not going to get any easier. You can't just take them. And a lot of times you can't even check them. Like you have to get out of the way of them.
And it's funny, guys have such good poker faces, but when you change stances, there's no way to hide that. Like when leg kicks are doing damage and you have to switch stances, and unless you're fucking Wonder Boy and you're changing every 10 seconds anyway, people know what you're doing. They know that it's effective.
Yeah, but like McGregor used to be that style where he'll switch stances, throw spinning kicks, throw jumping kicks, and like he was always smooth as it. Maybe because he was playing, like he had his movement coach and they'll play touch butt in the park. He needs to get back to that guy because his movement was way better with that guy than he was now with just straight boxing, planted hard on his feet, and that's why everything was hurting him so much.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off the confidence of fighting this guy the first time and just touching him with that left hand and putting him to sleep. So it must have been something for him after he connected. And there's even a picture going around of him connecting with that left, right, in Dustin's face. After him connecting and then Dustin not going anywhere, that must have been a rude awakening, so to you know what I'm saying, speak. I think that he was expecting if he had a clean shot on him, he'd be out of there again. And I think that just Dustin at 155 is just more durable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I tell people, Dustin's been in so many wars and he's fought like the best of the best of the division. Well, Conor's been sitting on the sidelines a little bit, but like Dustin's been in there. Like you saw him taking hard punches from Hooker, just walking through them. Fought the best boxer, Max Holloway, who I think is in the UFC. And he was just like walking through his stuff too. And he kept up with them volume wise. So like Dustin's a killer.
And what do you think of the rest of the division? I mean, it's crazy. I'm so happy that Gilbert Burns and Kamaru were fighting. I think that's an incredible fight. And everybody kind of wanted to see that fight. Poor Leon Edwards has not had any luck. I mean, everything he books, there's a positive test or something happens or there's an injury, you know. What do you think of Gilbert Usman?
I like that fight a lot. I think that's going to be a really good fight. And it just comes down to like the training room and like, both of them know each other so well. So it's like, who's going to bring something different to the game? Usman's obviously training with a different coach now with Trevor Whitman, who's a great mind. So we're going to see what type of game plan he brings in there and like what kind of boxing he brings to them with his new level. But like, you know, Gilbert's so good on the ground. He's not going to be afraid to go to the ground. So he can sit there on his feet and just throw bombs and not worry if Usman shoots underneath him. But Usman's so good at pushing guys against the fence and holding him on the fence and making it a boring fight. Like he's not worried about it. Like once you're the champ, it doesn't matter if it's a boring fight or a non-boring fight. Like, you want to keep that title no matter what. And, like, we saw that against him at Masvidal where it wasn't the most exciting fight. But, hey, he still got the belt. He's still getting them champion checks. So, he don't really care.
Now, your teammates with Ben Askren, aren't you? Because we're at Rufus?
Yeah. I've trained with Ben Askren a lot.
Yeah. We're having him on next, man. And we're going to talk about his Jake Paul fight.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, dude?
Honestly, I mean, a lot of people are underestimating Ben, but, like, I think it's going to be more of a clinch thing. Like, 100%. Jake Paul, okay,
yeah.
I think you get close with him, you start grabbing by his head, get a couple uppercuts, land a couple uppercuts, make the ref break it up a little bit. That's going to wear on Jake Paul a little bit. And that's, like, Ben Askren go all day grabbing you, holding you. He's good at not getting hit. Like, literally the only person that's ever knocked him out was Masvidal. That was at a flying knee. And, it's not like Jake Paul's going to throw anything of those, but, like, he's fought some of the best strikers in the world. And like he's taking some hard punches, taking some hard shots. Right. Like, I don't think these people, Jake Paul's going to knock him out in the first round. These are 8-ounce gloves. They're not 4-ounce gloves. And I think he's just so good at taking punches and rolling with them. My biggest thing is just like, you know, Ben is just so cocky. Like, it's a YouTuber. Like, you got to take him serious because obviously Jake Paul, like they have so much money. They can bring in the best trainers. They're training. They're athletes. So yeah, just Ben takes it a little serious. I think Ben could just pull it out just by like clinching him, staying close in the pockets and stuff with him.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's in the waiting room. Bilal, thank you. We're happy to get a chance to talk to you. And let's promote the fight with Diego Lima is on when exactly is that fight?
February 13th.
February 13th. Okay. And I'll be seeing you
tomorrow or tonight.
See you tomorrow, Matt.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
There he is. What's up,
man? Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. You guys?
How are you? Is this your house with that mic? We have 2 seconds before Jimmy starts complimenting your microphone.
I do like 4 podcasts a week. So jeez. I got some lights. I got the background that I can change the TV. What's on the TV?
Now, the podcast you're doing, they're your podcast? You're doing different
ones? I do a crypto one on Monday on Twitter. We'll go to a few places. I do an MMA one. That one's really intermittent, maybe like twice a month on Rockfin. And then I do Flow Wrestling has me do the wrestling one. I do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning usually.
Wait, what cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency, yes.
I finally I'm a stupid asshole. I buy Bitcoin when it's as high as it can be. And I'm just going to kind of let
it's
it
It's going
sit
back
there.
Up. Don't worry, Jim.
Hope so, man, because I bought that and Ethereum just a little bit, nothing crazy. And then one more.
You should invest your life savings.
I know that's what scares me is the fact that it can go up and it's so volatile, but you do think it's going to go back up?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to reach, so it is cyclical, but I think the peak I'm taking this from smarter people than myself. Probably Q4 of this year.
You should listen to the podcast, Jimmy.
Yeah. That's again, dude, I know nothing. And it's funny. You hear all the stories about people that had it when it was worth $1 or $2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to buy into it a little bit. But so do you invest in Bitcoin? Like, are you big into it? You are. Okay. So you really believe in it.
I believe it's going to be the next global reserve currency.
Yeah. Replacing the gold standard. Am I correct? Did they say that someday?
The dollar replaced the gold standard in 1972.
Okay. So what would this do? Because again, I obviously know
it'll replace the dollar.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll stay in. Stay in. I admire the fact that you know a lot about it because I've tried to read about it and I just don't understand.
There's a whole podcast on it. You should
actually, if you want to listen to one, this guy named Michael Saylor, he is like a fucking genius. He invested his company's cash reserves of $500 million into it when Bitcoin was 11,000. And so he's looking like a genius because he tripled that. He's so smart.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to hold on to it then, because the idea is you don't want to panic and all of a sudden go, I'm going to get rid of it, you know? And by the way, I like that you're fighting Jake Paul. I know there's been some whatever comments about, but why not? I mean, fuck? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I like that you listen. Like, when did they approach you with this? Not before or after your hip surgery?
Are we on the show right now?
Yeah.
This is all the show. Crypto, fantastic! I love talking about crypto.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually just asking. This is all part of the show. Yeah.
No, Matt. They didn't approach me till Jake Paul said he wanted to fight me. That when it was in like end of November when he fought Nate Robinson, and it was just random. Like, hey, this guy's calling me out. Whatever, you know. And then they maybe a couple weeks later, they kind of like seriously inquired, and then it kind of went from there. They went quiet for a while. They came back. I think that he was wanting to fight Dylan Danis because Dylan Danis is a wimp and Dylan Danis wouldn't say yes. But you know, Matt, you're going to relate to this. I know you are. A lot of people are like, oh, you're too good for this. Or why are you doing this? It's like, Matt, when I was in high school, not every Friday night, but once in a while, me and my buddies were bored. hey, I had boxing with my house. Hey, let's go to Ben's house and let's just punch each other. You know, you fight you, you fight you, you fight you. We called that a fun Friday night. Like, that was a good time. And now you want to pay me money to do this? It's not like I got to box Mike Tyson. I got to box some amateur YouTuber.
Right.
No, it's true. I mean, it can only backfire if the dude ends up knocking you out or something.
That's what they happened.
If that's the worst that could happen,
yes,
you're not a boxer anyway. It's not your really forte. I feel, and it's funny, Bilal Muhammad was just saying the same thing. I feel with your clinch work and stuff, you could tie this young kid. And then, I mean, listen, you're not an easy guy to knock out. People can't say because you ate that knee from Jorge, you never been knocked out. I've never even seen you hurt.
I never got rocked, but that was the only time I've been rocked in my whole career.
Ain't that crazy? You see shit like that with guys never getting even hurt at all. And then shit like that happens. And that's from a guy who ate a spinning back fist. I understand. I'm not attacking you. No, there's guys like that. Even the other wrestling kid who lost to Kevin Lee. I'm sorry.
Gregor. He's a New York guy.
But that guy was looking fantastic.
And you want to hear something crazy, Matt? You want to hear something crazy? Yes. I did something with Ariel in June. So that was, a month before the fight. And it was me, Stephen Thompson, Stipe, Felder, and someone else. And they all started joking about the times they got knocked out. And then they look at me and they're like, oh, well, it happens to everyone except you, And then the freaking next month it was such bullshit. It was like they were all reminiscing about the times that they got knocked out and they woke up. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, but it's never happened to you. You've been lucky or whatever. And then freaking the next month.
Hey, listen, you took that as far as a guy that could take it well. You had the best attitude possible.
Yeah.
I forgot the tweet exactly, but it was.
Well, that sucked. Didn't you tweet? Well,
that did that suck. Very funny. That did suck.
The best way to handle everything, man. So listen, I wonder what kind of money they're throwing at you. That's crazy.
Nice. Well, but again, it's one of those things where I did it for free. So just like a fun, literally it was a fun Friday night. And so now it's like my wife and I always kind of laugh, like what a strange world I live in where they're going to pay me money to go do something that, I thought was just like fun for free when I was in high school. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I feel that way about MMA in general. I'm coming from a time when I grew up, I'm a little older. Yeah. There wasn't MMA. There wasn't MMA around. So it's like now just getting paid to fight to me was always a blessing.
Seriously.
And I was fighting when there was absolutely no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you probably in your early days. Well, my first fight, I got paid $500 and then I think $400 and then $600 my first three fights before I went to Bellator. So, essentially nothing. But yeah, I mean, you started when there was like really not less than nothing.
I'd sell tickets around Long Island. I get paid a flat fee, sell tickets, but I would sell a lot of tickets. So I get almost a couple grand, which as a kid, I was like, oh, this is nice. I'm fighting.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? But again, it's so funny.
And Ben, you're saying like you think by the seventh, I don't think it's going to take you seven rounds. I mean, you've been hit by Robbie Lawler. I mean, you've taken punches that he's never taken before. You've dealt with this before. You've dealt with what it's like to be hurt and keep fighting. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to take you seven rounds, even though
one of the unfortunate things, athletically, you've got to take the pluses with the minuses. And one of the unfortunate things, which is also a positive, is I have the slowest twitch muscles ever. I mean, I ran the literal slowest 40-yard dash on my college wrestling team at 5.3 seconds. That was my fastest one. It was 5.3 seconds. So I don't have that explosive power. I never have. But the positive is I could just keep going. And, whether it's wrestling or grappling, whatever, I just go. And, I exhaust people. I wear them out. And I can put pressure like most people can't feel because I have that – that super slow twitch where I just don't really get all that tired.
That's a huge skill to have.
Well, are these 2 or 3 minute rounds?
3 minute, eight 3 minute rounds.
They are 3 minute. Okay. What was was this fight against Nate Robinson? Was that 2 minute rounds or were they three, or was it Tyson's I'm thinking of that were shorter rounds?
I think it was Tyson, wasn't it?
Maybe shorter rounds. Him and Roy Jones might have had shorter.
I'll tell you though, his fight with Nate Robinson, it's funny. Yeah. You saw Jake Paul do some things that were right. You've seen he's been sparring. He'll do some feints and stuff like that, which, and he was aiming his shots. He wasn't looking down when he was punching. But But Nate Robinson might have been an athletic guy, but he was literally running, just running into it. So it was like,
Matt, if you were Nate Robinson, wouldn't you have sparred one time before you got in the ring?
I don't. I'm going to say that guy did not spar one day.
I don't think so. Ever.
Not look it like that, unless his coaches are just utter shit. It was crazy. So you can't really. I didn't see the other one. I didn't see the other one, but that last one I saw. Who did he fight besides that?
I went back and watched the first one because I, like you, I did not watch it. The name is really strange. It's like Isan Gaib or something like that. It's really a weird name. But they looked like both of them at that point. So I think Jake must have done a little bit of practicing for the Nate one. They both looked like, oh my God, these guys have never sparred before. I mean, literally, you know.
Listen, I'm happy for you, man, to get paid. Because like you said, I heard you said some in an interview that you'd want to do something anyway. You're going to be getting fat. You like me. You like to eat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Thank God for you. If I didn't still roll jiu-jitsu, I would be and get off the gluten. Thank God I got off the gluten. I would be such a meatball. But, you know, you were going to do something anyway. You probably would have done something for Chael's thing for a few grand or, you know. Now you're getting paid. I don't know what you're, but you're getting paid. I can tell by the way you're smiling. You're getting paid to beat up this kid. That's so great.
I want to wrestle. I wrestled Jordan Burroughs, which that was I knew it was a terrible idea, and I just did it because whatever. I like the charity, beat the streets, et cetera, et cetera. But besides that, I haven't wrestled a real match like competitively in a little over a decade. And dude, wrestling is my first love, probably like jiu-jitsu with you. It's just something I did since I grew up, and I love it, and I coach it. And so I'm not going to be an idiot like when I wrestle Burroughs and like go to the top of the food chain. I'm going to pick some guys like who are a little lower, you know, beat up on them a little bit, build my confidence, and then, you know, do a little bit of that.
And how's the hip feel? How does that feel?
Dude, it's great. It's so good. If I would have known it was going to be this good, I would have done it years ago.
See, that's what I'm going to say eventually, Jimmy, when I do my knees.
Yeah, you should do. Honestly,
I need new knees.
Yeah. I would do it. Just non-athletically, like I can only sleep in one position for many years, like literally one position. And like, if you forget like what it's like to not be in pain, you know, like when not waking up with pain every day, you forget. And now, you know, it was like literally 2 days after the surgery, I'm like, my back doesn't hurt. Like, I must be on pain pills or something, you know? And then my back just never hurt. It just never hurt again, ever.
Wow. How would you sleep on your side? Like, how could you sleep?
I had to sleep on my side with something on my knee. Cause if my knee, if it like fell past the center, it would be like pain. If it went the other way, it would be in pain. If it went flat, it would be in pain. I mean, it was not good.
Well, and how soon after the surgery did you know, all right, I made the right decision?
The next day I woke up and I'm like, you know, I knew all this over here would be gone, but then my back, I'm like, well, my back doesn't hurt. I'm like, I must be on pain. You know, I'm on pain pills, right? That's why. And, I was off pain pills within a week and my back pain never came back. It was really weird. I did not expect it at all.
They do a total replacement or exactly what did they do? And was there any stem cells involved? I know they've been doing that. They've been talking about that with Matt.
I'm going to try the stem cells, I think, at some point with BioAccelerator. I am looking forward to that, but they said my hip was too bad. It wouldn't have worked. Cause I have multiple issues, but it's called Birmingham hip. They put a cap on it and then they put something on the inside. Actually, John Danaher had it also. And I kind of talked to him about the surgery.
Oh, that's right. And he's great. John's back moving around and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's different than a full replacement, but this is like, they just kind of went in.
It's newer. They only started it. They started it in 2005. So it's like, it's newer and it's great. It's great for me for sure.
How long did it bother you for? And like, did you do one thing that you're like, oh fuck. Or was it just cumulative from training and fighting?
So it was like, it was one of those things again, where, and it was probably Matt could relate with his knees, where it's like, once I looked back, once I really knew what was wrong with it, it's like, oh, I've been dealing with muscle tightness there since freaking 2009. You know, it's like, and it got worse and worse and worse. But when I was like, finally, like started looking into it and connecting the dots, I'm like, oh, that's why I've had this issue and this issue. And yeah. So once I finally like figured it out, it was like probably a decade or so I've been noticing it.
Wow.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great.
Let me ask you just a personal thing. Do you know any wrestlers or jiu-jitsu guys who got two new knees? I'm just asking.
I, Let me think. I feel like I do. I feel like the answer is yes, but I can't name him.
Danner told me one of his guys did, and he's on the mat doing everything.
Yeah.
But I just need to, I don't know. I know Bisping got two new
I was thinking of Bisping. That's who I was thinking of.
He's not a big jiu-jitsu guy, though. I know he's boxing.
Would you do both at once or one at a time? Or just
I would do one at a time. I don't want to be a total cripple. I'd feel so weird, you know? Mm-hmm. But shit, man. Well, Ben, that's inspiring, man. Yeah, I like to get back at it.
You should look into the stem cell, though, Matt. I mean, that was my first thing. I looked into it, read up, and they said, like, the damage was too bad. It wouldn't be able to fix it, which I appreciate. They were honest.
Yeah.
But the stem cell seems really, really promising.
Yeah, I'll look in. I did the ones that are available here.
Ooh, they're weak, I guess.
I guess they're the shitty ones. The shitty ones. I guess I gotta go somewhere else because, again, you know, that's bone on bone. But hey, listen, I'd rather roll than walk anyway. You know what I mean? So I gotta jump in one of those carts in Disneyland and zoom around. Whatever, man. As long as I can strangle somebody. But that's great, man. When is this fight? When is your fight with
Jake? April 17th. April, right? So I got like 3 months, sir. It's 12 weeks or so. Yeah.
So you're going to be getting a lot of rounds in. You'll probably be sparring more now than you probably ever did for MMA.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I'm looking forward to this. And again, I respect the Paul brothers because they're not pussies. I mean, those guys really are training and they really are taking it seriously. They're not just, I mean, like, you know, the Jake Paul, I know he's really taking it seriously. So win or lose, at least he is trying real hard. So I don't think you're going to take 7 rounds, though. I mean, it's just, there's a difference between fighting a guy who played football and a professional fighter.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been in a cage or something, but there's just something psychologically different than when you're actually in the competition than being in a practice room. In a practice room, there's always someone that can save you. There's a coach or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when you're out and this could be a wrestling mat, jiu-jitsu, it could be any of those things. When you're on competition and it's you versus them and there's no one to step in and save you, there's no one to help you. It's just you and them and you got to figure it out. Like, that's a tough thing. And for someone who's never done that, that is not something you learn really easily. I mean, I think one of the biggest advantages wrestlers have in MMA is the fact that a lot of us have had thousands of matches. By the time we ever get a cage, we have thousands of wrestling matches. And we learn that self-reliance at a really young age.
And you're right. He's fought never a professional. There's a difference between being in there with a guy who this is what you did for a living for a long time. It's got to be a different mentality than fighting a guy who's tough would play football. That guy was not a fighter either. I give you maybe second or third round.
Nice.
He likes that.
Love it.
Ben, now that you're getting back into the combat sports, you know people are going to be asking you, well, what about one more bout with the MMA? You ever think, would you rule that out? Because, hey, listen, you got that new hip. You know?
You know what? Here's what I said when I retired the first time. I said, I will never, ever in my life be a full-time fighter again. I'm not going to do it again. If something interesting came up, I would go do that. This is what's happening, right? Something interesting came up. Sure. I'll go do it. So if I was offered the right opportunity, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, just like you or other, it's like, there's a part of it where your heart will always be there. You always enjoy that walk to the cage, knowing you've done the work and you're ready to go fight someone else. That's like a special thing that you don't get that in real life. It's not like you wake up in the morning and you got 20,000 fans cheering you to go do your podcast, you know? It's just different. And so I think there'll always be a part of us competitors who we miss that. And I'll be honest about that. I don't ever want to be a full-time fighter again. If an interesting opportunity comes up, I wouldn't rule it out, but I'm not going to do 3 or 4 fights a year or anything like that.
All right. No, I hear you, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to watch this fight. And not only am I going to watch this fight, I'm going to go find one of your cryptocurrency podcasts and I'm going to listen to it a little bit because you've kind of made me feel a little bit better about sticking with Bitcoin. So thank you.
You got to read the books, man. Bitcoin standards, the big one that a lot of people want to read first.
Okay. All right, Ben. Well, look, good talking to you, man. And talk to you before or after this fight, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad you're doing it. And, you know, I hope you stay healthy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Later, Ben.
All right, take care, pal.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Yeah, cryptocurrency. I didn't realize he was that into it. I could literally. I just wanted to just pepper him with questions about cryptocurrency.
Pepper him. Jimmy, listen, dude. Yes. I know that's like me having a pod. He knows about that, Jed. That's like me having like a podcast on VR.
Yeah, why not? Why don't
or a
you?
Podcast on Star Wars? That'd be too childish, though.
No, but I mean VR. I mean, look, would you love it? Nothing wrong with that, Matt. There's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, first of all, I'm 46 years old. What am I doing?
You look younger.
Okay. I'm putting my Star Wars.
Got to get you some ringtones. That's what you need, some ringtones.
Oh, are you going right into a plug? A
plug? No. I'm just saying you need to get yourself some ringtones.
Yo, I seen some of my guys last night training, you know, and we'll talk about your ringtones. I'm sorry to cut you off on your
No, I was done with them anyway.
I saw Raging Ally Aquinta last night.
You did? Now, is he training for something in particular, Matt?
I saw him just, you know, staying dangerous. I saw him maybe possibly rolling around with a certain funk master, future champ.
Good, yeah.
Oh, there'd be a fly in a wall in that room, Jimmy. I seen Marab the Machine. I seen some people, you know, bullshitting a little bit. You know, talking to Al. What about Connor saying that's one guy he'd like to fight is Raging Al?
Do you know, we've talked about this before. Yeah. I always liked that fight and I love it for Al. I think that's a big fight. I would love Connor just to take these fights in the division that are really great matchups. I mean, that'd be an awesome fight to watch.
I'm only saying it because he mentioned them. He mentioned them first. They're both coming off losses. Hey, you know, that could be something, man. Guy went five rounds with him. The guy did the best with Habib out of everybody.
Dude, he did the best, and he was not even training for that. I mean, he was training for, again, a fight that I still – he was training for Felder, I believe, correct? Which is a fight, by the way, I still would love to see.
Yeah.
Very, very much.
Listen, I'm biased as fuck. I know he's my guy. But
yeah,
Connor mentioned him. So I'm just saying that's not bad to throw in the hat. What were you saying about ringtones?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying I'm going to send you –
No, I don't want it. Because I know it's a chip thing. Why don't you send me a friend request on your VR, you effer?
You know why? I haven't done any of those things because of I have not done any because I'm still getting used to it. but I will. Of course I will. You're the first person I would friend request. I have no friends on this.
Jimmy.
I just don't like that. But the game you play, Matt, I went and got Vader Immortal. I've taken all your suggestions. I went and got
Population One is so much fun. And listen,
no, I don't. But like
you
it,
do like you do like the FedEx R.
Love
you,
it,
dude. I
like
told
doing
you.
Shit by sweating. Myself.
You're sweating, right? Isn't it?
Well, I do it for 5 minutes. I don't do it for long. How long does your wife do? Does she do like 40?
Oh,
minutes
she does like the 16-minute ones or whatever else. She's stretched.
16, yeah.
But I take out the squats. I don't want to do the squats.
I do this. Oh yeah, for your knees. But I do the squats too. And you move out of the way.
Dude, to the music, you're punching the light things, they're blowing up. I think it's like the future. Awesome. You're feeling it, no? Shit, Jimmy.
I want to get something though. Like, I wish we didn't have to hold those things. And again, they're not even that. No,
but
bad.
You know how you hold them. You gotta hold them differently. You gotta like hold through the ring. Don't hold them like a regular like controller.
Oh, okay. No, I do.
This is why I need my own VR show.
Yeah.
You understand?
Hey, did you get Richie's Plank Walk?
Branch out. What? No, I don't play that shit. Is that fun?
Come on, get it. It's a fun game. It's really creative. You might like it. And the plank is scary. I'm afraid of heights. It's fucking scary.
Do you have to get like a real plank for it, though? Is that what you guys do?
You can. No, you don't have to. I don't. I don't have a real plank in my house.
You go to fucking, I see you in fucking Home Depot. You got a big fucking white ball. It's fucking stupid. Because I see somebody putting on a real plank. Nah, I don't know, Jimmy. I only have so many hours in the day where I get to murk fools. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Jimmy, what's today? Wednesday? I'm not talking to you.
Today is Wednesday.
Well, or when this airs, you'll probably hear us on Thursday. But listen, I'm going to be on Bilal Muhammad's show. This is the show. Is it This Is the Show? What the fuck is it called? I don't know. It's a cheerleading show, but go to Bilal Muhammad's Instagram. You'll find it. But I'll be on there doing some fun shit. I don't even know what I'm doing. I know I'm not going on Twitter. I'm not even on Twitter. But I like to have fun, Jimmy.
I know you understand? You're a fun person.
Thank you. Listen, the new Dana White Looking for a Fight is out. Good, and you know, the one that got over 1 million views in a day. Well, I'm not taking credit for that. Habib was in it.
You were part of watching Habib interact with you. Well, that's what people were excited about.
Well, you know, well. Dean, listen, Dean Thomas also, give him a shout out.
Yeah, Dean's great.
Dean's Diaries. Okay, you watch that, you know, give him some support. But all right, dude, listen, I'm out of here. Anything you want to plug?
No, I mean, again, just go to get a cameo for Valentine's Day for me or Chip Chipperson. I am not on the app. I am only on the site. So go to cameo.com/Chip Chipperson, cameo.com/Jim Norton.
I'm on Cameo also. I love to do Valentine's cameos. You know, I do this into the I go, Happy Valentine's Day. See that coming at you. Look.
Good. I'm going to order one just to see that.
I'll talk to you over the weekend, Jimmy.
Okay, buddy. Thank you to Bilal Muhammad and thank you to Ben Askren. And Matt, I'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye, everyone.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.